What's up, man? Alright, guys. Today's video is titled The Three Types of Hijabis Muslim Sales Have to Deal With. So a lot of Muslim guys out there, they've been asking me, yo, Omar, these Muslim women are losing it. You can't make them happy. It's like you can't win with so-called Muslim women. And today, guys, I'm going to be making a video with the three types of Muslim women that you will have to deal with. Now, are there exceptions out there? Yes, there is, but I don't believe in unicorns. So let's get right into this video, the three types of hijabis that you as a man will have to deal with, okay? The first type of a hijabi is going to be the gold digger. Those are going to be the 8s, 9s, and 10s. Those are the dime pieces, okay? Those are the ones who sell pussy. If you get involved with one of those, you got yourself a gold digging hoe. I know, I've been there, okay? The second type of woman, okay? The second type of hijabi that you will get with, that is going to be the girl who is going to be average. She's going to be between a 4 and a 7. You know, the sweet spot for a lot of us guys out there are the 5s and the 6s, okay? Now, the problem with these average-looking hijabis is that eventually, as their education goes up, as their career goes up, eventually they're going to become too good for you. I've seen this happen so many times in the Muslim community. I mean, a great example of this is my second cousin. No, not the one who ripped me off with the restaurant back in Egypt. He's my second cousin as well. He was living in Egypt, but he was like super duper high IQ. So he was actually able to immigrate to America because he was super duper high IQ. And he brought his wife from poverty in Egypt to America. He brought her to the Bay Area, you know, living in Palo Alto, going to some of the best universities in the world. And they had kids together, and he put her through university. You know, she got a master's degree, and I think she might even have gotten a PhD. And eventually, as the children grew up a little bit more and they don't need mommy around that much, she started working and she started going up the ranks in her so-called career. And eventually she said to my second cousin, "My entire life with you was a total waste." Bitch, this is a guy who took you out of a country where you don't have running water and fucking electricity, brought you to the best the world has to offer, gave you kids, and this is how you repay him by saying my entire life with you was a total waste. So this is a problem with women who are average in the Muslim world, okay? Now, below that are the sub 4 women, the women that are so ugly that not even a dog will look at them. Now, those type of women, guys, they will last with you, but here's the deal. They're going to make your life miserable. And do you want to know why those sub 4 women are going to make your life miserable, guys? Because they didn't get the opportunity to play with their pussy. Let me tell you something, guys. I've said this before, I'm going to say this again. When it comes to the Ummah of Muhammad, when it comes to the followers of Muhammad, and I really, really hate to say this, but it's a fucking truth, okay? You have two types of women among Muslim women. You have the Sharmuta, and you have the Ghairana min Sharmuta. You have the dirty, dirty whore, and then you have the one who is jealous of the dirty, dirty whore, you know? Yo, 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 homie, yo, I'm Alpha. He says, you can't rush the slut. I say, you can't hold back the Sharmuta, okay? Now, we're going to be focusing on the sub 8 woman. Now, again, if the bitch is a dime piece, she's selling pussy, and you got yourself a gold digger. If you don't know that, I don't know what to tell you. You know, it took me, Amr Mitwali, less than a month to realize I got a dirty Sharmuta who is a gold digger. And I'm like, fuck that shit. You know, this bitch wanted white girl status. It's like, bitch, you ain't white, bitch. You know, if she like sucked dick and like cooked, I'd have been like, okay, maybe I can make this work out with a gold digger. But it's like, nah, bitch, yeah, yeah, you ain't cook, you ain't suck dick, you ain't fucking white, yeah, no thank you. So I hopped on a plane, came back to America and served the whole divorce papers. So if you guys don't realize you are dealing with a fucking gold digger who's a dime piece, yeah, that's a you problem at that point. So we're going to focus on the sub 8 woman, because the vast majority of you guys out there are going to get with sub 8 woman. Now, the most disrespectful and dangerous are the ones who are between a 4 and a 7, the ones who focus on their careers. Guys, I've said this before, I'm going to keep on saying it over and over and over. Any woman out there who focuses on her career, it's because she wants to ride the cock carousel. No buts, no ifs. If the bitch tells you, I'm gonna focus on my career, she wants to ride the cock carousel, okay? A lot of these Muslim women, guys, they got married as virgins. And, you know, Better Bachelor actually made a video a couple of days ago titled Body Count Really Doesn't Matter. He made a video about this supermodel who claimed to be a virgin until the age of 27. Then she got married to some dude, had two kids with him, and then divorced him after 5 years, and immediately had sexual relationships and a kid with some dude who wasn't even her husband. Guys, what am I telling you, man? I told you, man, you can't hold back the Sharmuta. If she's a 4 or above, she is a Sharmuta. That's just how it is, guys. Now, are there exceptions to this rule? Yes. You know? But when it comes to the vast majority of Muslim women, especially if they're brown skin, they're gonna be Sharmutas, guys. That's just how it is. And I told you guys, these Muslim women who are ethnic, meaning that they're brown, you know, they have an inferiority complex and they want Chad. This is what they really want. They want Chad. For example, the Muslim girl who divorced my second cousin back in Palo Alto, guess what? She's now going after white dudes. It is what it is, guys. So you guys out there need to understand, man, marrying a virgin doesn't matter. I know Undead Chronic likes to say no hymen, no diamond. First of all, hymens can be replaced. Don't believe me? Ask my ex, okay? That's number one. And number two, again, like Better Bachelor said, it doesn't matter her body count. And he's right. Her body count really doesn't matter, okay? Once a see, here's what you guys need to understand, man. And this is why Islam said the vast majority of people in the hellfire are women. And when they asked the Prophet Muhammad, why is it that the vast majority of people in the hellfire are women? The Prophet Muhammad said, it's because these women were ungrateful to their husbands, okay? So even if you marry a virgin, even if you marry a virgin, guys, eventually she's gonna say, you know what? I can probably do better. Maybe I can do a better looking dude. Maybe I can do a better, a guy who is more richer. Eventually, guys, she's gonna divorce you, divorce rape you, take half your shit, take alimony, child support, take the kids, and then she's gonna hop on some other dude's dick, and she's gonna keep on doing that over and over and over again, okay? Like TFM said in his last live stream, okay? It's not being a virgin that keeps a woman in check. It's the fucking patriarchy, okay? You know, if a bitch is a dirty, dirty sharmuta, and the patriarchy comes back, and the patriarchy is like, bitch, you play with your pussy one more time, we're gonna shoot you in the back of the head. Guess what? That bitch is gonna be on her best behavior. This is what I want you Muslim sailors out there to understand. You can't win. You know, you remember that scene from Rocky IV when Rocky was going up against that Ivan Drago, that big Russian dude? You know, his wife was like, you can't win. When it comes to you Muslim sailors out there and hojabis, you really can't win. Because again, if she's a dime piece, she's sailing pussy, she's a gold digger. It is what it is, guys. If she is a 4 to a 7, and even though she might be a virgin, sweet, girl next door type, eventually, as her career goes up, as her education goes up, eventually, she's gonna divorce rape you in the worst way possible, and then she's gonna claim that she's not happy, and that your entire life with her was a total waste, and she's gonna sleep with the first chat drone who comes her way. It is what it is, guys. The sub 4 women, the women that are so ugly that not even a dog will look at them, these women are gonna make your life a living hell because they didn't get to play with their pussy, okay? The only way you guys can make this shit work is like my brother, you know. My brother is the same height as me. He's a chadam. He weighs a lot less than me. He doesn't have any of the facial deformities I have. Because I told you guys, I got like fucking some virus probably a while back. Gave me like Bell's palsy. This is why my face was kind of fucked up. And I had to go to like Cancun, get all sorts of buttocks, fillers, and surgeries to compensate for it. So my younger brother, he's a legit shadam. He's married to a Muslim woman. Martin Goldberg actually knows her. He doesn't know her, but he knows of her. And she's not even Arab. She's not brown. She's like half Turkish, half Cuban. She is white. I mean, this girl is whiter than fucking snow, you know? So, yeah. You can make it happen with a Muslim woman only if you are a chadam and that Muslim woman is not ethnic, okay? Let me say that one more time, okay? The only way you as a Muslim can make it work with another Muslim woman is if A, you're a chadam, and B, the Muslim girl is not ethnic, meaning she's not brown, okay? So you guys out there who want to make it work with Indian girls, you want to make it work with Arab girls, you want to make it work with black girls, you can't win. And I'm serious about that one, guys. You can't win. So this video is going to be rather short. It's only 13 minutes. I'm actually rehashing a lot of the stuff I'm saying, and that's because I'm getting contacted by a lot of Muslim sailors out there who are like, Amr, how can I make this shit work? And, you know, this video is for them. You know, this video is for all the new guys out there who haven't watched my videos in the past 5-6 years, you know. So I'm like putting all this stuff into one video. You genuinely cannot win with a ethnic, aka colored Muslim woman. You really cannot win, guys. And even if the Muslim woman was, you know, light skin like my ex, she still has that inferiority complex, you know. I remember my ex would used to put blue contact lens in. I'm like, listen, bitch, you color your hair, that's cool. I do that too. You know, you straighten your hair, I do that too. But putting blue contact lens in, nah, that's where I draw the line, okay? That's when we go from, okay, I'm trying to like, that's where we go from, I'm trying to hide my weaknesses to like, okay, I'm just putting my inferiority complex for the world to see, you know? I went to the Japanese hair straightening place, guys. I straightened my hair, as you guys can see. And I colored my hair. It's like medium brown, okay? And my hair is inherently medium brown. You know, I discovered, you know, according to my hairstylist, because I used to color my hair myself, I'd like go get the dark brown hair color. I would leave it in there for like 20 minutes, half an hour. He's like, dude, the longer you leave this shit in there, especially the shit you buy from fucking Walmart, yeah, it's gonna make your hair black, dude. So my hair, Amr Metwali, inherently is like medium brown. So me coloring my hair medium brown really is not that big of a leap. I'm not going from jet black to something else. I'm actually going back to my original hair color, you know. But when it comes to straightening my hair, yeah, I got fucking wavy curly hair. I'll be the first person to say it, you know. Having curly hair is a sign of lower classes back in the Middle East, you know. It is what it is. So again, I hide my weaknesses by using the Japanese hair straightening. That's how I hide my weaknesses. And again, it takes 6 to 7 months for my curls to actually start taking effect. And the longer my hair becomes, the less of curly it becomes, because the straight hair weighs down the curly hair, okay? So that's a little bit, a tidbit of information for you guys out there. If any of you guys out there have curly hair, you want to do the Japanese hair straightening like I do, keep your hair as long as possible, okay? Because when you keep your hair as long as possible, it actually weighs down the new curly hair. That way you don't have to do Japanese hair straightening every half year. I can make this shit go, you know, 6, 7, maybe 8 months. Because every time I do the hair straightening, guys, it costs me like $400, you know. So I like to do this, you know, twice a year, or, you know, at the very, very most, twice a year. If I could do it like twice every 14, 15 months, that would be awesome. You know, and another thing, if you're gonna dye your hair yourself, and you don't want jet black, get like a medium black, medium brown, light brown. Leave it in there for like, you know, 6 to 10 minutes, like the instruction says, and God willing, you'll be fine. You know, that's what I'm gonna do for the regrowth, because I shave off this area over here because it gets really curly and it breaks easily. So I'm like, F it, I'm just gonna shave this area off, and whenever the white comes out, I'm just gonna dye it myself. So this time around, I got medium brown, and I'm gonna only leave it there for like 6 minutes and then wash it out, okay? But I'm not gonna dye my hair myself anymore. Just like I don't use black people shit from Walmart to dye my hair because I fuck it up, I'm not gonna dye all my hair. I'm not gonna relax all my hair anymore. I'm gonna let the pros do that, you know? And this is what you guys gotta understand, man. Sometimes you guys gotta bite the bullet and pay the professionals, whether it's a mechanic, whether it is the hairstylist, you know. I mean, you don't try to be your own doctor doing surgery on yourself, right? You know, so why should you, like, you know, try to like fix up your car and you have no idea what the fuck you're doing, you know? I wanted to change the brakes on my car the other day, and I'm like, you know what, let me take it to a mechanic. I took it to the mechanic. He only charged me $120 to change the brake and the rotors. And he found out that, you know what, the brake shoe was destroyed. So I'm like, okay, good thing I took it to somebody who knows what the fuck they're doing, you know. But when it comes to like easy, like for example, guys, as you guys know, somebody with a motorcycle apparently like bumped into my car the other day when I was inside a restaurant, you know, waiting for a DoorDash delivery. So that thing, because it's not gonna harm the car in any form or way, I'm gonna do it myself. So, you know, even if I fuck it up, it's part of the body, you know. It has zero effect on performance, mechanics, or anything. So other than the car might look bad, you know, it's gonna have zero effect on safety, efficiency, mechanics, or anything. So if you guys don't know what the fuck you're doing when it comes to hair, car, whatever, bite the bullet and get the motherfucking pros to do it for you, okay? Again, I know we went off onto a tangent, but like I said, man, for you Muslim sales out there, you genuinely cannot win if you are a Muslim sale and B, you get with a brown skin ethnic Muslim woman, alright? So I've said this before and I'm gonna say it again. If you're a Muslim sale, you either organically get Stacy or you bribe Stacy to have your children. You guys take me, Amr Mitwali, for example. Do you guys think I'm gonna have children with a brown skin, curly hair, black-eyed woman? Hell no! I'm gonna find me the whitest, tallest, bluest-eyed, straightest, blonde-haired girl I can stick my dick in. That way, my children will not have curly hair, you know? Other than the curly hair, guys, I think I'm good, you know? See, unlike Yogi Obes, I don't come out of the box brown. I tan, and I tan really well. And being able to tan is actually a good thing, because A, less chance of getting skin cancer, and B, when you go to places like Latin America, you know, you can fit in. So, kind of like camouflage. So, I got the height, I got the skin color, I got the IQ, unlike Coach Bitchpill, whose IQ is on the other side of the scale. So, with the exception of my curly hair, guys, I'm good when it comes to genetics. So, that works in my favor. But, yeah, I'm not going to do a fucking dark-skinned woman, guys. I'm not going to do ethnic woman. No. You know, this is why I'm telling you guys. You guys out there, you want your kids to have the best genetics possible, you know. I had a Muslim dude message me a while back saying, oh my God, Omar, this hijabi, she was married to a Muslim cell. She had kids with him. And then she abandoned her Muslim family. And then she went to live with Chad and had his kids. I can't believe she did that. And I'm like, dude, she wants to make sure that her kids have the best genetic makeup. Who's gonna have better opportunities, you know, short, brown, and ugly, or, you know, close as possible to being white? Obviously, the whiter you are, the better off you are. You guys need to understand, man, this type of so-called racism, it's been like that for 5,000 years. This is what you guys out there need to fucking understand, man. Yeah, I was putting the camera down because there was a sheriff behind me. So, I'm surprised he didn't even take notice of me holding up the camera. Guess he probably had better things to do. So, he probably had better things to do. Plus I was holding the camera like this, so it's not obvious, you know. If he was, like, pulling up next to me, yeah, that would be a problem. But anyways, going back to what I was telling you guys, what the hell was I telling you guys? Oh, yeah. This type of racism where white is right, it's been like that for 5,000 years, guys, okay? In Egypt, white was right. In ancient China, white is right. It is what it is, guys, okay? The whiter you are, the better off you are. It is what it is, guys. I don't write the rules, okay? So, yeah, guys, I don't want this video to be super long because, again, I'm just rehashing a lot of shit I've been saying for 4 years. But like I said, I'm saying this to all the Muslim sellers out there who discovered my channel, that you can't win. If you're a Muslim sell and you get with a ethnic woman, you know, a Muslim woman who's brown, Indian, Arab, or black, she's either going to be a flat-out gold digger, She's either gonna be so ugly that she's gonna make your life miserable because she didn't get to have her fun, or the average type of girl that we all want, eventually she's gonna divorce you and claim the worst time of her life was with you and that you ruined her life. This is the most hurtful thing possible, man. The most hurtful thing possible is when you get yourself an average looking girl, you take her out of poverty, you bring her to America, you give her an education, you give her a career, and then she turns around, divorce rapes you, and says her entire life with you was a total waste. This is, and you guys need to understand, man, stop blaming feminism, man. A lot of Muslim sales out there, they say, oh, it's feminism, oh, it's Western culture. No, man, that's just female nature, okay? The whole point of the patriarchy was to keep women from becoming full satanic. That's the whole point of the patriarchy, guys. Now that the patriarchy is gone, and you guys want to know who helped get rid of the patriarchy? You guys, you Muslim sellers out there, you're the ones who got rid of the patriarchy because you believe that women and men are equal and that your hijabi of a wife should have a fucking education and a career. Let me tell you motherfucker something, man. I don't want a woman who has a career. I don't want a woman who has a fucking education. Listen, if I can find Stacy living up in a mountain, no electricity, no water, no smartphone, sold, okay? This is what you motherfuckers out there need to fucking understand. Men and women are not equal. In the Quran, it says, "Al-rijala qawwamuna 'ala an-nisaa." Men have superiority over women. Why the fuck are you guys giving these hoes education and careers, you know? Again, you want a woman who lives on top of a mountain, away from it all, fucking, you know, she has to worry about the grizzly bear, you know, killing her. You know, she has to milk the fucking goat every morning, otherwise she's gonna starve to death. This is what you motherfuckers out there want, okay? Stop trying to make women and men equal. At the end of the day, guys, like TFM said in one of his latest live streams, we failed women. Really, we failed women, okay? And we failed women because we gave them rights, we gave them privileges, we thought that women were actual human beings, but no, like the Prophet Muhammad said, women are morally and intellectually deficient, okay, guys? So just like you don't put a bear in a fucking office, then come back, you know, 2 hours later expecting the fucking grizzly bear to write you a fucking report, you don't do that, you know? So why the fuck, you know, you don't go get a shark, put the shark in your kid's swimming pool and expect the shark to, like, you know, give your kids a fucking, have the kids, you know, play with a fucking shark. You don't do that. So why the fuck do you give women rights and privileges and all that equality bullshit when they're not, you know? I don't get it. So like TFM said, guys, at the end of the day, it's our fault. We failed women, okay? So whether she's a virgin or not, guys, I want you guys out there to understand this and understand this really good, man. It genuinely doesn't matter if she's a virgin or not. It genuinely doesn't, guys. In fact, I would actually say it's worse if she's a virgin. And the reason why it's worse when she's a virgin, it's simply because she will divorce rape you, she will destroy you worse, because she wants your house, she wants as much cash from you, she wants all that so she can go out and ride the cock carousel. You guys need to understand, man, these hijabis who were married when they're virgins and now the kids are grown up, now she's up there in her career, she's gonna get rid of you in the worst way possible, and then she's gonna go out and she's gonna ride that cock carousel in the worst way possible. You guys saw on Fresh and Fit when they have these fucking dirty sharmutas from Saudi Arabia, Egypt, Turkey. You know, the Western woman, they're like, damn, this bitch a turbo thought. This is what you guys need to understand, man. I have a lot of young Muslims out there here in America, man. They're telling me, man, these hijabis, these bitches be sucking dick, you know. One guy told me there's a girl at his high school who was known as a blowjob Aisha. She would be giving blowjobs to every guy in the school while wearing the hijab. It's like, see, this is how fucked up Muslim women are, you know. There are Muslim women out there who have illegal sexual intercourse while wearing the hijab. Their mentality is, well, having illegal sexual intercourse is haram, but I'm wearing the hijab. That's a good thing. So halal, haram, they cancel each other out. Dude, this is how hijabis genuinely think. A hijabi believes giving fucking blowjobs to random dudes while wearing the hijab is okay, because even though giving blowjobs to random dudes is haram, but hey, wearing the hijab makes it halal. See, this is why the patriarchy was in place to begin with, guys. These women genuinely should not have any rights, any privileges. At the end of the day, guys, the patriarchy must come back. Now, for me, Amr Mitwali, this is actually a good thing. And I'm going to tell you why. Because women out there, you know, throughout human history, guys, a lot of women got with guys that they don't like that, okay? But they had no other option, you know? I mean, how many times in my life could I have been paired up with a fugly looking woman simply because she would not cheat on me, you know? Now, knowing all this red pill, black pill, MGTOW knowledge, I'm like, dude, you can get yourself a fucking Stacy in the middle of nowhere, up in the mountains, away from it all. So why the fuck would you get stuck with, you know, short, brown, and fugly? So for people like me, Amr Mitwali, people who can, you know, be chadam, this is like the best time ever. But for you Muslim sales out there, if you're short, brown, and fugly, yeah, man, your best bet is organically get with Stacy, which you probably can't, let's be absolutely realistic, or bribe Stacy to have your children, you know? I'm telling you guys, if you bribe a woman $10,000 in, like, Eastern Europe to have your kid, you know, for, I mean, think about it, you know, you give some Stacy in Latvia $10,000 to have your kid, you know, after 9 months, that's what, $1,000+ a month? They're not making $1,000 a month in Latvia, you know? And all the bitch has to do is not drink alcohol and not fucking go bungee jumping, and she makes $10,000, you know? How many women will actually take you up on that offer? A lot, probably. So you Muslim sailors out there, get yourself a Stacy, bribe her to have your children, okay? Make sure that your children get with white women. And I'm telling you, in 2 generations, your kids, God willing, are gonna go from short, brown, and fugly to, like, hopefully Chad, or the very least, Chad